Today, we have a special treat for you. We're tackling a common challenge in language learning, comparing your English skills to others. So you know how we sometimes peek at our friends' English skills and go, wow, why can't I talk like that? Well, today we're chatting about exactly that. Why comparing your English skills to others is like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. It just doesn't work. We've all been there, right? You're chatting away and suddenly you feel like your words are stumbling over each other while your friend sounds like they've just walked off a Hollywood set. But guess what? That's totally okay. Today, we're turning those oh no moments into aha ones. So grab a notebook and maybe your favorite snack and let's dive into the fun, quirky world of embracing our unique English skills. Let's get into it. We'll be right back after this short break. Imagine this, you're in a conversation with a friend, they're weaving idioms into the chat like it's raining cats and dogs or break a leg as naturally as breathing. Meanwhile, you're there racking your brain to remember the past tense of go. It's a bit like being in a dance-off where your friend is busting out salsa moves and you're still figuring out the Macarena. This, my friends, is what I call the comparison trap. It's super easy to fall into the mindset that your English isn't cutting it when you stack it against someone else's. But here's the thing. Comparing your language skills to others is really like comparing apples to oranges. Sure, they're both fruits, but oh so different in taste and texture. Just like each of us has a unique fingerprint, our language learning journeys are equally distinct. Maybe your friend grew up watching American sitcoms, soaking up phrases and accents. Perhaps you learned English in a classroom where the focus was more on grammar than on colloquialisms. These differences in background, exposure, and even personal interests shape how we speak. So the next time you find yourself in the comparison zone, remember, your English with its unique blend of influences and experiences is just as valid and valuable. Living in France was a transformative experience for my French language skills. Immersed in the daily rhythms of French life, my linguistic abilities evolved from textbook examples to real-world fluency. Interactions at local markets, conversations with Parisian friends, and even navigating the city's charming streets offered constant opportunities for practice. This immersion broke down the barriers of formal language learning, allowing me to absorb the nuances of French, the intonation, the idiomatic expressions, and the natural flow of conversation. It was like being in a live language lab where every day brought a new lesson, a new challenge, and a new victory in mastering French. Then in Turkey, my experience with language learning took a different but equally enriching turn. Starting from simple greetings to engaging in deeper conversations, I gradually unlocked the complexities of Turkish. Each interaction, whether it was haggling in the bazaars of Istanbul or sharing stories with locals over a warm, steaming cup of chai, contributed to my growing proficiency in the language. Turkish, with its unique structure and sounds, posed an exciting challenge for me. But as I embraced the culture and connected with its people, I found my Turkish skills blossoming, enriching my ability to communicate and form deeper connections. My time in Greece further enhanced my language learning journey, particularly in adopting a Greek accent and understanding new expressions and words. Immersed in the vibrant Greek culture, I found myself absorbing the melodic rhythm of the language, conversing with locals in cafes, listening to traditional Greek music, and being a part of everyday dialogues helped me to fine-tune my pronunciation and intonation. And I'm still working on my Greek. I have a long way to go, but spending time there really did help me improve in so many ways. And you know what? The more I interacted, the more natural my Greek accent became, blending seamlessly into my conversations. This linguistic adaptation was not just about speaking Greek. It was about living it and feeling it in its authentic essence. In each of these countries, my journey was more than just about learning a language. It was about immersing myself in different cultures, understanding their people, and allowing these experiences to shape my linguistic abilities in profound and lasting ways. Your own English journey might paint a different picture. Maybe you're an avid fan of British dramas, and without even realizing it, you've started speaking English with a subtle British lilt, sprinkling your conversations with a bit of a British touch, yeah? Or perhaps you're into K-pop and Korean phrases have started to pepper your English, adding a K-drama flair to your everyday language. It's these unique experiences and passions that color your English, making it distinctly yours. Each phrase you adopt, each accent you mimic, adds another stroke to the canvas of your language journey, creating a linguistic masterpiece that's as individual as you are. Now let's talk about strengths in language learning. Think about it. Perhaps you stumble a bit in spoken English, yet when it comes to writing, you're a wizard, crafting sentences with the flair of a modern-day Shakespeare. Or maybe you have an uncanny ability to pick up and understand various English accents, from the rolling R's of Scottish to the melodious lilt of Australian English. These aren't just skills. They're your superpowers in the diverse universe of English. Take, for instance, Haruto, a student of mine. Grammar was his nemesis, but put him in front of a song in English and he transformed. He had this amazing talent for picking up lyrics, understanding their nuances, and even explaining the idioms and cultural references hidden in them. It was like he had a direct line to the soul of English music. Then there was Marie, another bright mind who found spoken English quite challenging. Yet, give her pen and paper, and she wove magic. Her essays were a tapestry of beautifully constructed arguments and narratives, her words flowing with elegance and precision. These examples underline a crucial point. Your unique set of English skills in English, whether in writing, listening, or understanding accents, make your approach to the language special. It's a mosaic of abilities, each piece significant and worth celebrating. Your journey in English is not about fitting a standard mold. It's about how you color outside the lines with your individual talents. Personal goals are your roadmap in English language learning. These goals should be about you and your interests. We'll be right back after this short break. So let's say you're passionate about cooking. Why not set a goal to master the perfect rack of lamb recipe in English for New Year's Eve dinner? Or if you're a movie buff, aim to understand and analyze an English film without subtitles. These personal milestones keep you motivated and make your learning journey enjoyable and relevant to you. Personal goals in language learning are more than just academic targets. They are milestones that intertwine your passions and your interests with your linguistic journey. Take, for instance, if you're a sports enthusiast, why not aim to follow an entire cricket or football match commentary in English without needing a translation? Or if you have a penchant for travel, set a goal to navigate an entire trip using only your English skills, from asking for directions to striking up conversations with fellow travelers. Such goals add a practical, real-world dimension to your language learning, making the process not only educational, but also exciting and deeply personal. They transform language learning from a task to an adventure, where each goal achieved is not just a step in language proficiency, but also a step closer to your personal aspirations and interests. This approach ensures that your motivation stays high and your engagement with the language remains strong and meaningful. Your cultural background is not just a part of who you are. It's a rich, vibrant source that can significantly enhance your English. When you blend elements of your native language and culture with English, you create a unique and delightful fusion, much like a master chef combines diverse ingredients to create a new culinary masterpiece. This mixture of languages and cultures results in a communication style that is distinctly your own. For example, in my own experience, I frequently sprinkle my English conversations with French phrases like c'est la vie or je sais quoi. These expressions do more than just convey a message. They bring a piece of French culture into the dialogue, adding a certain elegance and worldly perspective. Similarly, you might find yourself incorporating sayings or proverbs from your own culture into English conversations, lending them a flavor that's uniquely yours. This cultural integration goes beyond phrases and idioms. It includes the storytelling techniques, humor, and even the rhetorical styles of your native culture, which can add a richer layer of depth and context to your English communication. For instance, if your background is steeped in the oral storytelling traditions of your culture, you might find that your English conversations are more vivid and animated, capturing the attention of your listeners in a unique way. By embracing and integrating your cultural heritage into your English, you're not just speaking a language, you're also sharing a piece of your world. This approach not only makes your communication more engaging and colorful, but it also fosters a deeper understanding and appreciation of cultural diversity among those that you communicate with. Your language becomes a bridge, not just for ideas, but for cultural exchange and mutual understanding. Now's as good a time as any to tell you about our diverse international community. It's a professional development platform called Explearning Academy. So our self-guided yet fully supported communication and language community is tailored specifically for professional development and personal growth. This unique platform offers a blend of autonomy and guidance, allowing you to steer your communication and learning journey while having access to a wealth of resources and expert support. Whether you're looking to refine your business communication skills, enhance your professional vocabulary and phrases, or simply gain confidence in your workplace and social interactions, our community provides the tools and support that you need. With a variety of interactive modules, real-world scenarios and simulations, and a network of fellow professionals, you'll find an environment that's not only enriching, but also aligned with your career aspirations. And in addition to the self-guided resources, we also offer an exclusive small group coaching program designed for collective learning and deeper engagement. Meeting multiple times a week via video calls, this program offers you the opportunity to work closely with me and a small dedicated group of peers. These sessions are a space to hone your communication skills, receive personalized feedback, and engage in meaningful practice. You'll be able to work on specific areas of interest, from delivering impactful presentations to mastering the art of networking, all while building a supportive network. This blend of individual attention and group interaction creates a dynamic learning environment that accelerates your professional language development, enhances your communicative competence, and boosts your confidence. So instead of looking over your shoulder and comparing your English language journey with someone else's, let's focus on sharing and learning from each other's diverse experiences. We'll be right back after this short break. Your journey with English is a personal adventure filled with its own challenges and triumphs. It's not about being the best. It's about being your best. And remember, every word you learn, every mistake you make, and every milestone you reach is a step forward in your unique linguistic journey. That's it for today's episode on Advanced English for Professionals. We hope you found this exploration enlightening and encouraging. Your English is a gift, uniquely wrapped and full of surprises. So cherish it, nurture it, and most importantly, unbox it your way. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more language learning and communication fun. Tune in next time as we continue to unravel the mysteries and joys of learning a language, social connection, and communicating with others. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep sharing your unique voice with the world. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.